Well then, my boy, when I first arrived in Pearlandia, I decided to attain my aim, as before, by means of the Havart Venoni existing there, that is, through their religion. But it turned out that at that time the beings of this third group of the continent of Ashark had several peculiar Havart Venonis, or religions, each based upon a quite independent religious teaching, having nothing in common with the others. In view of this, I began to make a serious study of these religious teachings, and having ascertained that the one founded on the teaching of a genuine messenger of our common endless creator, afterward called Saint Buddha, had the most followers, I devoted all my attention to its study. But before telling you more about the three-brained beings breeding on that part of the surface of the planet Earth, I think it necessary to remark, however briefly, that ever since the custom arose of having these peculiar Havart Venonis, or religions, there have existed, and still exist among your favorites, two basic kinds of religious teachings. One kind is invented by certain three-brained beings, in whom, for some reason or other, the psychic functioning proper to a hasnamus has been developed. And the other kind of religious teaching is founded upon detailed instructions revealed by genuine messengers from above, who are indeed sent from time to time by certain of the closest assistants of our common father to help the three-brained beings of your planet destroy in their presence the crystallized consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer. The religion, then followed by most of the beings of Pearlandia, to which I have devoted my attention, and about which I now find it necessary to tell you, arose in the following way. As the three-brained beings of that third group multiplied, many of them were formed with Hasnamusian properties, and began spreading ideas more maleficent than usual among the other beings around them, so that a special psychic property began to be crystallized in the presence of most of them, engendering a factor that greatly hindered the normal exchange of substances actualized by the most great common cosmic Trogo Auto-Egocrat. Well then, as soon as that lamentable result, again issuing from this same planet, became known to certain most sacred individuals, they graciously vouchsafed that a corresponding sacred individual be sent, especially to that group of beings, in order to regulate their being existence in a more or less tolerable manner in accordance with the existence of the whole of that solar system. The sacred individual who was sent to them was coated with the planetary body of a terrestrial three-brained being and was called, as I've said, Saint Buddha. This actualization took place several centuries before my first visit to the country of Pearlandia. At this point, Hasin looked up at Beelzebub and said, "Dear grandfather, more than once in your talks, you have used the expression Hasnamus. Until now, I have understood merely from the intonation of your voice and the consonants of the word itself that by this expression you designated certain three-brained beings you always set apart from others as if they deserved objective contempt. Be kind, as always, and explain to me the real meaning of this word." Whereupon Beelzebub, with a smile peculiar to him, replied, "As regards the type of three-brained beings for whom I have adopted this expression, I will tell you at the proper time, but meanwhile, know that this word designates the already defined common presence of any three-brained being, whether consisting of the planetary body alone or already coated with higher being bodies, in whom, For some reason or other, data have not been crystallized for the divine impulse of objective conscience. With no further explanation of the word hasnamus, Beelzebub continued, "Well, my boy, during my detailed study of that religious teaching, I also discovered that when this sacred individual had become coated with the presence of a three-brained being of that planet, and had seriously pondered how to fulfill the task laid upon him from above, he decided to accomplish it by the enlightenment of their reason. Here it must be noted without fail that at that time there had already been crystallized in the presence of Saint Buddha, as my detailed investigations made evident, a very clear understanding that during the process of its abnormal formation, the reason of the beings of the planet Earth becomes instincto-titillarian. That is, it functions only under the action of corresponding shocks from without. In spite of this, Saint Buddha decided to carry out his task by means of their reason, so peculiar for three-brained beings, and he began informing that reason of theirs with objective truths of every kind. First of all, Saint Buddha assembled a number of the chiefs of the Third Asiatic Group and spoke to them as follows. Beings with a presence in the image of the Creator of all things, my essence has been sent to you by certain enlightened and most sacred final results, who guide, in perfect justice, the actualization of everything existing in the universe, to serve as a helping factor for each of you in the striving to free yourselves from the consequences of those abnormal being properties which, because of important common cosmic needs, were implanted in the presence of your ancestors and passing by heredity from generation to generation have reached you also. Saint Buddha spoke about this again and in a little more detail, but only to certain beings he himself had initiated. This time he expressed himself in the following words. Beings with a presence designed to actualize the hope of our common Father. Soon after the arising of your species, there occurred, in the process of the normal existence of the whole solar system, an unforeseen misfortune which entailed serious consequences for everything existing. In order to avert universal disaster, it was then considered necessary, according to the calculations of certain most high, most sacred individuals, among other measures, to make a change in the functioning of the common presence of your ancestors, namely, to implant in them a certain organ with special properties, owing to which everything external perceived by their presence and transformed in them for their own coating would be manifested not in accordance with reality. A little later, when the normal existence of your solar system had been stabilized and there was no further need for various intentionally created measures, our most all-gracious common Father did not fail to give the command to annul certain artificial measures, and among other things, to remove from the common presence of your ancestors the now superfluous organ, Kundabuffer, with all its special properties. And this command was immediately carried out by the corresponding sacred individuals who superintend such cosmic actualizations. After a considerable time had passed, it suddenly became clear that although all the properties of that organ had indeed been removed from the presence of your ancestors by these most sacred individuals, nevertheless a certain cosmic result flowing lawfully from these properties, namely the predisposition that arises in every more or less independent cosmic presence from the repeated action of any function, had not been foreseen and destroyed. And so it turned out that as this predisposition passed by heredity to succeeding generations, the consequences of many of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer began gradually to be crystallized in their presence.